Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We find ourselves longing for something new. And so often find ourselves only disappointed. Something new. Thought about something new and what that means. Makes me think about that new truck. You purchase it, you jump into it, and you drive it off the lot, and it loses its value as soon as the wheels hit the street. The new iPhone that you go down to the store and buy, as soon as you turn it on and say, "Hey Siri," it's out of date. Something new. Imagine the joy of finding something that truly lasts forever and remains new forever. And you may be thinking in the back of your mind now, well, that's great, Pastor, but we live in a real world where things break down, things decay, things die. That's true, but that's not the whole truth, and that's not the whole story. How do I know that? Well, today God's new creation has broken into this old fallen world. Because today, something enduring. Today, something eternal. Today, something new has happened. A new day dawns. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And in Jesus' resurrection and death, you are redeemed, you are renewed, you are reconciled, you are restored. In Christ's death and resurrection, you are given something new. Jesus' death for you. Jesus' life for you. Jesus' resurrection and death for you. It is something new, and it is a new day indeed. But I think about the Marys. Those Marys, it's hardly felt like a new day for them as they ventured to the tomb. It's the day after the Sabbath now, the first day of the week. The morning has broke, and they're walking to see Jesus' tomb, expecting nothing new. And yet something new had happened. The earth had trembled with the sorrow of Jesus' crucifixion, but now it shook with joy as the angel of the Lord descended and announced Jesus' resurrection. The sky was shrouded in darkness just days earlier, but now it's pierced with the blinding white light of the angel's appearance. Roman guards, they stood at the cross of Jesus. They taunted him. They mocked him as they hung him on the cross as he died. But now those guards posted at the tomb, they collapse in fear as though dead. The great stone that had been rolled in front of the entrance of Jesus' tomb and sealed has now been rolled away by the angel. I think about angels. Normally angels, they appear, they speak, they deliver their message, and off they go from out of sight from us, but not this angel. Not this angel, and not on this day. The angel that rolled back the stone sat on it. A new day has begun, don't you see? Our Lord's day, the day of victory over the grave, the day our Lord's triumph over death. He says, as the angel says, "Do not be afraid," on the screen, "for I know that you're seeking Jesus who is crucified. He's not here, for he was raised just as he said." And for the women at the tomb, for us gathered here today, death is nothing new. It is nothing new in death. We see it in the world every day, death. It's on the news. It's in our lives. Family members die. Friends die. Our brothers and sisters in this place at Zion Lutheran, they die. There's nothing new about death, right? It's as old as Adam and Eve and their first sin in the Garden of Eden. The women that went to the tomb that morning, they saw Jesus die. They saw him crucified. They saw him brutally beaten, bloody. They saw him taken down off the cross. They saw him wrapped in grave clothes. They saw him buried in the tomb, the very tomb that they were standing by when the angel told them now something new has happened. Something new had happened for the women, for me, for you. Jesus, the one who was and is crucified, is also now the resurrected one. He's not here, the angel said. He has been raised, just as he said. And that good news of Jesus' saving work redeems and restores. It's what reconciles and it's what renews. Jesus' death for you. Jesus' resurrection for you. Jesus' words and his promises kept for each and every one of you gathered here this morning. New life, new day, new creation, new you. The women came to see the tomb, but now the angel shows them something completely different, something beautiful, something comforting, something new, all at once. Come and see, he says, the place where he used to lie. Think about those words, where he used to lie, but no longer. Come, see the place where death has met its match. Come, see the place where the Redeemer took a Sabbath day rest to restore you. Come and see the place where Jesus broke the power of death, where he broke the power of sin, where he opened the gate of new and everlasting life for you. Come and see. Come and see this place where all of your brokenness, all of your sin, your death, the devil has been broken forever. Come and see this place where something new has happened for you. Do not be afraid. For I know you are seeking Jesus who is crucified. He is not here, for he was raised just as he said. So one promise kept right there. Jesus rose from the dead. Don't miss it. Then he goes on and said, as the women go to see the other promise kept now on the screen, because the angel said, go quickly, tell the disciples. He has risen from the dead. He's going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. So the women take off from the tomb, filled with fear and great joy at the same time, and they're running to go tell the disciples as they've been instructed. But something new has happened, and their sprint has been interrupted. Why? Because Jesus met them. Jesus meets them right where they're at. Jesus seeks them out. Jesus meets them. Our Lord does the same thing for you this Easter Sunday. He comes to meet you. He meets you in forgiving, renewing words. Jesus meets you at his table very soon when he pours out his body and his blood to redeem you in, with, and through this bread and wine to reconcile you. Come and see the place where he still lies for you upon the altar behind me. Jesus met them. Jesus speaks. Greetings, he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. I think of the word greetings. I think there's many words wrapped up in that one word greeting. Friendship and love and grace and peace and forgiveness, all wrapped up in that one word, greetings. And the women responded in faith. They fell down to the ground. They grasped Jesus' feet for dear life, and they worshiped Jesus. And Jesus is rightly worshiped by these ladies that day for who he is and what he has done. God in human flesh, crucified, died, buried, risen from the dead. They took hold of his feet. You know those feet that were cold and colorless the day before? But now those feet are warm again, blood flowing through them. And right there is where the women worshiped. And so do we, dear friends. Where Jesus' water and word and body and blood are, there are his feet as well. There we come, dear friends. Just like those women so long ago, as they come to the tomb humbly, awe-stricken, filled with joy, receiving all he did and won and gives. And he gives the same to you today. The feet of Jesus are really the feet of God. And yet they are the feet of man as well. Real feet. A real man. A real body. A physical resurrection from the dead. It's not an illusion. It's not a vision. It's not a ghost. It's not a figment of the women's imagination. Flesh and blood, feet. Flesh and blood, resurrection. Flesh and blood, Jesus, crucified and risen for you. And as I think about it, flesh and blood, Jesus, on the altar for you today. Meet him where he still lies for you. How about that for something new? He lies up there on the altar for you. And because he loves you so much, he has died for you as well. He rose from the dead, so you on the last day too will have a real bodily, physical resurrection from the dead, a glorified, resurrected body, something truly new. And Jesus' tomb is empty, and one day, dear friends, yours will be empty as well. Jesus the Lamb is victorious over sin and death, and in him, so are you. It says, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. There he calls Jesus, calls the disciples his brother. That's an interesting word to use, isn't it? Go tell my brothers, these wayward disciples. But they are now redeemed and restored and reconciled and renewed. And in Jesus crucified and risen, so are you, dear friends. You too are brothers and sisters of his, redeemed, restored, reconciled, and renewed. You are a new creation in Jesus' death and resurrection. So Jesus says to you today, exactly what he said to those women on that first Easter. He says, do not be afraid. Not today, not ever. For you have already died, and your life is hidden in Jesus Christ. So when Christ, who is your life, appears, you also will appear with him in glory. This living a new life in Christ, I think, awakens glimpses of the promises that await us, such as we see the hand of God at work in our relationships with fellow believers, that we might focus more on what is common in our faith together. We notice the blessings of random acts of kindness that point to the Father's deep and lasting love for us. We feel the strength of Jesus in our lives to persevere in those difficult times that we have as we travel in this journey of life. We recognize people who smile and laugh and find enjoyment and joy in the moment. We find peace of mind, even when things aren't going exactly how we expected them to. God's grace isn't magic. God's goodness doesn't mean that things are always going to turn out the way that we hope. But the grace and the goodness of God does mean you don't have to get it all right in order for it to be all right. And you can be all right even when it seems all wrong. Grace in Christ for a hope and a peace beyond our human understanding, right? There is life at the end of every tunnel we find ourselves in because Jesus is there. There's happiness after every hardship. Why? Because Jesus is there. There's a gift around every corner because Jesus is there and he is alive and living and breathing new life into you every day. Let me say, that's something new. Therefore, Easter is not just a day, it's not a season, it's not a moment. Easter is a way of life. Easter is a state of mind. It's a reason for being. It's a force that really keeps us going with good things to ponder and prepare for. Life isn't something ever to be taken for granted. But dear friends, life is something that is granted to each of us. And we should take that life and live with strength for the victory won in Jesus Christ. He propels us in our words and in our deeds to be both followers and guides to others. You see, his story becomes our story. So today, let the alleluias ring out, for you are redeemed and you are restored. Today, rejoice, for you are reconciled and you are renewed in Jesus crucified and risen. Don't you see, today, something new has happened? You are new. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Have a blessed Easter to each of you. You are blessed.